In Search of Truth, January 4th. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Pray for the impartation of the Holy Spirit and believe that it is for you. Search your own hearts, and prepare the vessel for the reception of the Holy Spirit. Do not be satisfied with your present experience. Sink the shaft deeper and still deeper into the mine of truth. It is the privilege of every believer in Christ to possess Christ's nature, a nature far above that which Adam forfeited by transgression. He who sees the Son by faith and believes in him, is obedient to the commandments of God, and in this obedience he finds everlasting life. You will not have a firm religious experience unless you dig deep, and build your house upon the rock. Satan works through men who will be worked, blinding the perceptive faculties, paralyzing the senses with selfish ease and love of the world, and unless a special message direct from heaven comes to them they will not discern their peril. Human nature is vacillating. Men grasp the truth with their perceptive powers, but they refuse to separate themselves from the world. Men will not consent to be God's peculiar people. They know the truth of the Bible, but they do not want to obey, and they turn from the truth. They act out their unbelief, and darkness comes upon their souls. Choosing their own way, they are left to be filled with their own devices. Truth is insulted, Christ ignored, and perdition will be their portion unless they turn and repent. While these opposing influences are at work to lead away from the truth, away from conviction, away from heaven into the broad path of self-gratification, the agents of God are to work to save souls that are ready to perish. After wrestling with God in prayer, put on the armor, and engage in earnest labor for the conversion of souls. Let men see that with you truth is not a jest, but an eternal reality. You are to deal with principles as you have never dealt with them before. Scatter the seeds of truth with no sparing hand. Sow beside all waters. Have no prescribed limits which you will not pass, but work with all the powers that God has given you. Then the people will know you as a man who believes the truth, and to whom truth is a reality. Let not your faith fail. Bring your mind to the point of decision or shake yourself free from all slothfulness and inaction. Hold fast. Leave no means untried. Work, and watch, and pray, and walk humbly with God. To a college Bible teacher and his wife.